This is James Devine with the Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher. I've been teaching for 22 years, starting my career at a private school, moving to a suburban high school, and now I'm at a Title I middle school. Thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find show notes and links mentioned in the podcast at jamesdevine.net. Maybe you might want to call in with a question of your own to 719-238-4193. With all the things happening in our world, this year I decided to radically rethink my grading. And this has been really a 22-year process. It's not just that this is something brand new this year, but I have always been disturbed by our grading policy. It's totally based on math and totally does not really account for effort and improvement and that sort of thing. And I know teachers do that individually, and I found myself for years and years kind of fudging the grade or figuring out a way to raise a student's grade who really put forth a lot of effort and a way to lower a grade for a student who just did no effort at all, but maybe they were really bright. I didn't do anything immoral or illegal, but there were ways to kind of finagle the grades and give weights to different assignments and things like that. But I'm getting tired of doing that. And I like to look at grades as, for music classes especially, but for all classes, as being a pass or fail. And what I mean by that, if you take an example from work, if you came to work 4 out of 5 days a week and gave it your all and your best every single day that you showed up, and the fifth day you just said, I'm going to sit at my desk and read the newspaper. If you were scored on that work, you would receive an 80%, which in most places is a B, but that is absolutely ridiculous. Nobody would want to keep you on for your job if you gave 80% effort and earned a B. Now, you might argue and say that you look at it differently than this, but here's my reimagining of grading and some of the instructions I give to the students. I tell them that I'm looking for progress and improvement, and I'm looking for them to take charge of their learning versus earning a specific score on an assessment. I tell them, although my class is not an easy A, it is possible for everyone to earn an A. And I give them some guidelines. I ask them to ask for help as soon as they need it. Don't wait for a grade to be entered and after they're 2 months behind, because that's not going to work. We also have some office hours set aside for the students, and I tell them, utilize those office hours and come and get help from me. It's free, and your other teachers are available too. Get help from all of them. And then here's my rubric for grading. I tell them an A equals always awesome, and you turn in all your assignments. You submit corrections and improvements when Mr. Devine says something back and says, do, add, or change this. Because I don't just accept an assignment from them and give them a grade. I tell them what needs to be improved and what needs to be changed to bring it to the A that I want it to be at. Looking for funding? School Fundraising has the options and, best of all, extraordinary customer service to back up whatever program you choose. I have personally used them for over a decade. They offer brochure and catalog sales such as cookie dough, popcorn, candles, snacks, a donation-only platform, a combination of donations and products. They believe in maximizing your profits and minimizing your hassles with over 30 years of experience helping hundreds of groups just like yours each year. Their 5-star Google rating says it all. Contact them at info@schoolfundraising.com or call Joel 406-544-5308 or Johnny 719-229-1325. Direct on their mobile phones. They love to serve. And I tell them a B means because you are missing something. Most of the time you turn in your work, but perhaps you missed one assignment or you did not resubmit something Mr. Devine asked you to improve. Yes, it's still a decent grade, but they could have done better. I tell them that C means cutting corners. You turn in the majority of your assignments, but perhaps you have cut corners, you've not taken several retests, or you're missing several assignments. If you do C work, you're not going to have a job. That's just the fact of life. I tell them D stands for don't. You don't turn in assignments. You don't try on tests. Or if you do, you move through it quickly and not with your best effort. You don't respond to emails or requests from Mr. Divine for improving your work. And then I tell them an F equals failure to put forth effort. And I tell them this is a hard grade to get in my class. It would mean rarely completing assignments, completing them poorly, never utilizing extra help that is provided, and an overall lack of motivation or caring. As I had mentioned, this system was developed over many years, and I tried something similar in a guitar class that I had a number of years ago. I had 63 students in that guitar class. It was amazing and challenging at the same time. Out of those 63 students, 59 of them got an A, and they worked their butts off to get that A. One person had a D, and there were three Fs. The person who had the D, at the towards the end of the term, they started waking up and trying to make up stuff. It was too late for them to get back to the A. And the ones who had Fs, I could not get them to participate. They seemed to want me to like move their fingers on the guitar and play the guitar for them. So I would get them to be able to hold a guitar, but they wouldn't even try anything. If I said, push your finger here, do this, pluck this string, they wouldn't even try at all. And that's why they had Fs. This explanation seems to work for both students and parents. I'm actually trying an experiment now where I only have one grade in the grade book. Oh, I'm keeping track of everything else. I'm keeping track of it on a printout of the roster, and I can tell immediately which assignments they've turned in, which ones they've avoided. But in the grade book, there's only one grade. And check back with me in a few months, and I'll let you know how that's going with the parents and admin in that capacity. But I think I can explain it to them also.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.